Morning, Gowie.
Morning, fellas.
I played a tight golf course yesterday, Killara. Nice old course, but gee, you got to hit straight.
Geez, yeah, that is, Killara is they're very tight.
Isn't it?
Indeed, geez. Mm. That's why I don't go there. It's too tight.
And there are a lot of trees.
Way too tight. Mate, the biggest victory of the year I come yesterday, the Wednesday comp at Castle Hill. Gout, 41 points. I dusted them all.
On fire.
Hold on.
Is that a shout? Did you shout the bar?
$45 voucher. I've asked them, can they put it on the order of merit? So I've got, I've actually got some funds up for this year on the Australian PGA Tour. They wouldn't do it.
Hey, Davis Love III's talking about having Tiger Woods back for the Ryder Cup, but what about the Masters?
Yeah, well, it's a 50-50 chance. Nota Begay's come out overnight. He's his best mate and the guy who's now pushed him towards this this new golf coach and new swing, and so he's a 50-50 chance of playing the Masters. I think he'll play the Masters for sure. He probably won't play Houston next week, a lead up to the Masters. I think he'll just go in and play. So they're all speculating, but yes, Davis Love has said that. You know, Tiger's currently 96 in the world. He's 39 years of age. He's obviously a really good player and been a great player. He's hoping that the Tiger will be back for that. I think he will be. He's too good of a player. And, you know, he's currently working on, making everybody eat their words. That's what he's working on. It's driven him for a long, long time. It was a bit like the Shark. The Shark was very similar. The more that people put him down, the harder he worked. So we know that Tiger's got the work ethic. I hope to see him at the Masters. I think it'd be great. It is a course you can drive it anywhere, pretty much off the tee. That'll suit him. We're just going to see if he's chipping and putting that he's worked that out.
Exactly. Talking of putting, Adam Scott.
Yeah, that was interesting the last couple of weeks. Unlike Brett Ogle, who reckons he's got the yips and he looks awful, I don't think it is that awful.
Okay.
He picked some really bad lines. I watched his putting closely last week. It didn't look like he had any yips or twitches or anything like that. But I do think he'll go back to the long putter for the Masters. I think he'll slip straight back into that.
Okay.
He's obviously putted well with that at the Masters. Those long putters, you can slip back into it. I'm sure he's practicing with it. I just don't think he's settled on how he's actually going to putt. And I think this was all an experiment in the last 3 weeks, is just to see how he'd go under pressure with it. And in the honeymoon period, the first week at Doral, it was all great and everyone thought he's off. But, he got some different greens and different speeds and then he didn't look so comfortable. So I think he'll find his way. And we must remember, he's won golf tournaments with a short putter. So not like he's awful.
No, he was number 4 in the world with the short putter.
Mm.
Now, I think the thing is, Gowie, when his putting's on, it's on, and when it's off, it was off. That was the problem, wasn't it? I mean, you don't get number 4 in the world by being a bad putter.
No, absolutely not. You know, there's a lot of good putts he hits, but people don't even notice how good he's hitting them. And exactly right. I just think he just doesn't read them correctly.
Okay.
It doesn't look that bad to me. I think his setup looks really good. He's going through, he's going through all the procedures and the thing he needs to get ready to hit the putt. So I think he's just got to read the putts a bit better. We'll wait and see this space. Is he hasn't got long before 2016 it comes in that the long putters will be banned.
Yeah, is he settled with a caddy?
Yeah,
I believe so. I think he's happy with this guy, and but he's still no Steve Williams. You know, Scotty seemed to play well when he had that authority figure over the top of him, and not only in stature, just in his years in the bag, and he commands Steve Williams, respect, and I think that this chap's not probably bringing that, but he's a really nice fella. So. Who knows?
Yeah. The Texas Open, mate. Jordan Spieth is the $9 favourite at tab.com.au. Dustin Johnson, $12. Jimmy Furyk, $17. Shortest priced Aussie. I've got to go down the list to find it.
Matt Jones, I'd say, after a good
week. Yeah, he played well.
He's $51, mate.
Yep. You know what? He played exceptionally well there last week. And, you know, geez, he looked comfortable, Matt Jones. He had Shannon Wallace on the bag. That was Nathan Green's old caddy.
Yeah.
A Melbourneite that loves his eating, if you didn't see him on telly. Loves it. He hasn't missed a feed for a while, Big Shen. But, yeah, good field this week. Phil's in it too. This is the Valero, which is in San Antonio. It's the most fun week for the players and their families as the golf course sort of wraps itself around the amusement park there, Six Flags, and they close the park down on the Tuesday night for the players. So I like Jeff Ogilvie. I think he'll play well this week. And Ryan Palmer. And once again, keep an eye out for Justin Thomas.
He's the one. He had a good first round last week, Justin Thomas. Good on you, Gowie.
Thanks, fellas.